What's happening, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Another PPBD of this edition of this K-State Podcast. All things K-State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this here prior to my usual Wednesday night duties here. December 7th on a Wednesday, 2022. And I am getting fired up. By the days go by here, final days obviously. Be on the lookout for the Dallas Marathon preview, which will come out first thing on Friday. And then, of course, our weekly edition, my co-host Alex Aiden, 134, comes out Friday night. And we'll have some extra content over the weekend as well. And, of course, we'll probably more than likely have postcasts from the basketball games, of course, along with the Dallas Marathon postcast as well. So, getting right down to it here. This is, speaking of postcast of men's basketball. Last night, K-State had their hands full with this little Abilene Christian team here. But something sparked them late in the first half. And that keyed them to a 81-64 victory last night in Bramlage. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast on Wednesday night. And K-State did this with a shorter bench than usual here. Looking at it, it seems like I only had a chance to watch what the few last remaining moments of the fourth quarter because shame on ESPN Plus for not having this game on the main menu. What the hell is that all about? I don't know. I was looking for it, and then come 7 o'clock or 6:30, looking for the damn game. Wasn't on there. No, but my co-host Alex tweeted at him saying, shame on you for not having the game. And yeah, it is shame on you because it said ESPN, you guys going to have it. You didn't have it. So I'm put you on blast for it. And that just can't happen. That just cannot happen. ESPN Plus fumbled the ball on this game. K-State, we're going to win the game. Yeah, obviously here. College basketball has been weird this year. You've seen other teams beat other teams, being Power 5 teams that shouldn't be losing in case they had their hands full again. But they need this game, and yeah, shame on you, ESPN Plus, for not. We have pumped you up throughout the Pro Project Podcast. K-State fans want to watch the games. We promote you guys, so this is on you. So bad luck. I don't care if it's a $5 app or not, or over a national app or whatever the hell you want to call that, but that's just inexcusable for ESPN for ESPN Network not to have the ESPN Plus. This game where it's supposed to be, it was supposed to be on ESPN Plus. There, this is not the first time this year. I'll be quite frank, this happened. I know early on, I think it was the first game that people are trying to find the game. They're asking somebody. I throw no names out there because I can't remember who. I know one for sure was asking about it. I'm not gonna put her name out there. But yeah, she was wanting to know what was going on, and it's kind of all over the place. That just cannot happen. When I don't care if you're a fan of K-State, Wichita State, KU, TCU, whatever. Your favorite team's playing. You want to watch them. Don't care who the opponent is, whether it's a big-time opponent, playing football, TCU, last weekend, or Abilene Christian, right? That stuff cannot happen whatsoever. So shame on you for not having a game when it was supposed to be on from there. Besides the ranting here, David Gasson last night went off. And the K-State's going to be successful going into Big 12 play. I mean, not disrespecting the rest of non-con because you got a tough opponent in Nebraska coming up in another week here. He was perfect from the field. This was the story of the game. 9 of 9 from the field. And from downtown, hit his three-point attempt. Hit that as well. 23 points. 5 rebounds and an assist for David Gasson, the Virginia Tech treasure portal transferee, had himself a night. And if K-State's going to have success going forward, you're going to have a third scorer in here. Or for a score. Maybe more importantly, I mean, Naquan Tomlin has been that third score, consistent score. But again, I think you're going to need three scores in there. And I'm going to put Gasan in there as well, because there's a last night. I mean, up to this point, it'll be Keontae Johnson, averaging almost 18 a game. He only had last night 12 in this one, 12 and 7 and 3. Noel with another SportsCenter highlight pass. Highlight play there for him. He had 15 and double-double last night for Noel. 15 points, 12 assists, along with 6 rebounds for him. Tomlin, 12 points, 8 rebounds for him last night. Desi Stills off the bench. Only really, Jerome Tang really shrieking that bench. He and Tyke Green play last night. And, I believe Nate Aubrey, if that's correct there, playing garbage time late, but you had a 7-player rotation there, so looks like Jerome Tang is really shorting that bench. Ishma should have did not play last night, obviously, there, so I wonder what's going on. Yes, he was, like, under the flu. I mean, all that nasty stuff's been going around. I've had it. Some of my babysitters have had it. A lot of you guys have had it. So that stuff has been going around. I'm glad to be on the tunnel end of that finally, and getting ready for a huge weekend for me personally. So very thankful to be on the other end of that instead of dealing with that, because man, that was miserable. That was really irritating, dealing with that stuff. But anyways, yeah. So I wonder what's really going on with Ish and the coaching staff there. I mean, early on you saw all these players playing, and now, as we start to get really deeper into the season and approach conference play, which will begin on the same day as the All-State Sugar Bowl. We just got the time here. We all just got the time here. K-State Nation just got the time here. 6 o'clock. So you're going to have, once again, the finale of K-State football against Alabama, which, again, we'll have so much more on Alabama coming up on this podcast. And then in prime time, early prime time, your New Year's Eve, K-State, West Virginia, here in Bramlage, to set the tone for New Year's Eve, and then the whole shebang as well. But yeah, you gotta wonder what's up there, but either he's in a doghouse or something like that. I have no further information from that whatsoever. Desi Stills, Tyke Green played majority of the minutes off the bench last night, so you gotta wonder. And, oh, by the way, all the starting lineup almost had double digits, double figures, except for Cam Carter, who had only 7 points in this game. He did go 3-for-5 shooting, though. 3 assists and 2 rebounds in the big defeat over Abilene Christian in this game. Jerome Tang's club now go to 8-1, and now they continue that best start since 2017-18 campaign as well. 52 points inside last night for K-State. That's what their bread and butter is, obviously. And obviously, their bread and butter is Keontae Johnson. They should center around him, obviously. But if you get guys scoring, other guys scoring consistently every night, like a David Gasan, you know what you're going to get from Marquise Noel. So take him out of the picture. A Cam Carter steps up one night. You have what happened last night. Gasan going off. Didn't miss a shot from the field. Naquan Tomlin has had a couple of games already this year that he is just start off hot. And now Gasan's turn to have his moment in the limelight as well for this team. Desi Stills has had a couple of moments as well, encouraging the block of the year so far for K-State basketball there with a rejection of Wichita State late. He doesn't do that. They lose that ball game right there. We talked about it on this week's edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly edition. But yeah, so huge for this team going forward there, to be consistent and continue to work on those things as well. Let's see if I can snag Jerome Tang here. Quote here. Since this is the David Gasan pod, we'll just stick with him here. Coach last night on David's performance there. Quote, well, you know, at Virginia Tech, he played behind 2 all-conference guys. And so it wasn't that he was a bad player. He was just stuck behind 2 all-conference guys. And so in the limited minutes that he played, which you know about, I think was about 13 to 17 a game. We saw him do some really good things and thought, given more minutes, he could do more of those things. And he's a real mismatch at the five because he's so fast. He can outrun fives down to the court. He can spring out of the ball screens. He's starting to feel they're developing confidence in each other. He went 9 for 9, but you got to get our guards credit for throwing the ball inside. He probably could have been 11 for 14 because he turned down some shots that he was open and didn't go up and try to score it, but our guards kept throwing him the ball. But I see David's game continuing to grow. I feel like he's can shoot the three. I believe that he can make plays from the high post and on a short roll as teams make adjustments, and it's going to just give us more options and just put the defense in a bind more moving forward, end quote, right there as well. I pretty much covered it. Yeah, K-State on the year, 68% from downtown there as well. And, of course, another number here, 58% from the field. K-State shot last night as well here. So, like I just talked about here, you need another score. And I know Alex is keeping harping on bad offense, and I still think as time progresses here, this team is going to continue to gel, get better, and maybe their offense can go along with it. We know what they can do defensively. We've seen it time and time again throughout the year so far. So if offensively they can get a little bit more production outside of Noel and Johnson, you look out. You look out. Because, obviously, we saw the Desi Steele's game. He had, 16 in one game off the bench. Gasson last night. Tomlin, Cam Carter very early in the season as well. So, Tyke Green, he had his moments early on as well. So, I'm anxious to see how this is going to continue to go moving forward. And, of course, Sunday, Incarnate Word. I laugh every time I say that. Comes to Bramlage here. K-State will look to sweep the games this weekend in Bramlage. That is a just after two tip at Bramlage Coliseum as well. So Incarnate Word, K-State on Sunday afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. And make sure you keep on passing the word about this podcast, folks, because the numbers are there for us all year, and definitely, it's the big thanks to you guys for continuing to be consistent, downloading us, subscribing, do what you do best, folks out there. So that's going to do it for this postcast edition of the podcast. K-State over Abilene Christian last night, 81-60. Yes, 81-64 last night, and a bump up to 8-1 on the 2022-23 campaign. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.